Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, and I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, your Red State refugee. And welcome to the Radical Russ Show, your weekday morning wake and bake, coming to you from Rolla J Studios in Southern Oregon. On today's smoke session, let's talk about how Herr Führer ist in der Schweiz ein dummer Kopf, how Democrats balk at both funding ICE and abolishing it, and how Israel has joined the billion-dollar Board of Peace. But before we get to all the serious political stuff, we've got time for three quick hits.
You want to smoke some weed?
As you know, I am RadicalRust.com on Blue Sky, the only place where I spend any time on social media. And this week we got to learn that Blue Sky is the place to be. It finally has crossed a certain metric. And part of it is, you know, getting good at covering live sports. That's been very welcoming to me and very promising from the development of a social media platform that you can follow things in real time and share them with others all across the country and around the world. That was what the old Twitter had that I really enjoyed so much. And something happened the other day, just yesterday, or a couple days ago, I guess now, that really brought Blue Sky all the way into being the place. And that is, it generated its own virality. There is an account out there called Musicology Duck. And I only got wind of this from someone else who I follow, who was passing this along, passed along a screenshot of it and said, hey, this is a thread that's wild and it's still ongoing. And so I follow the link over to it. And apparently this guy who goes by the handle Musicology Duck was on a bus that was supposed to be going to Washington, D.C., but it stopped at a rest area and a different driver got on. Some French driver got on and drove them the wrong way. And so this whole bus was kind of taken hostage and half of the passengers are trying to call the cops and the other are trying to talk the guy down. It was just this rolling adventure that was happening in real time. You could follow the posts in the reply thread in real time. Went incredibly viral. And not only did it go so incredibly viral, but it went viral enough that other people the next day started making memes out of that after Trump's Air Force One was turning around. Somebody had a post up that said, I woke up and suddenly everyone on the Air Force One told me we weren't going to where we were supposed to be going, which was echoing the first post of Musicology's Duck's thread. His first post was, I woke up from a nap and this, I find out that the bus isn't going where we're supposed to be going. So it was generating its own memes, its own jokes. People are recycling it. Musicology Duck himself posted a link to, or a screenshot of a email he got, spam email he got from Greyhound. Want to take a bus trip? And he's like, no. So that to me kind of signifies that Blue Sky is the place to be, because now it's got its own culture and it's generating its own viral highlights.
Hey, Cary Grant, you want to get high?
I wanted to bring up something. Of course, we are still remembering that the Epstein files have yet to be released well into a month late on their statutory deadlines. But, you know, we don't have a Justice Department. We don't have an administration that has any concern for following its own laws that it signed, have no concern for the people, the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. And this continues to go on, and these people aren't going away, these women who were terrorized and victimized by this man. But as I see them keep appearing in the media, I see a label that's being applied to them, and I don't know that it's right. And I wonder if this bugs anyone else. Have you seen the term Epstein survivors? The flavor of that, you know, the word Epstein survivors doesn't work. Because what other kind of survivors are there? Earthquake survivors, hurricane survivors, disaster survivors, disease survivors, cancer survivors, you know, accident survivors, and so on, right? Survivors are people who are victimized by something out of our control, right? It seems to me they should be Epstein victims. They have been victimized by Epstein. A crime has been done unto them. Maybe I missed a memo somewhere in becoming woke that we don't say victims anymore for some reason. Maybe that's something I'm not understanding. But to me, it seems like Epstein survivors makes it seem like Epstein is like Hurricane Katrina or 9/11, you know, instead of a terrible, evil man who's had many criminal conspirators who need to be brought to justice. When you say survivors, it makes you think of a hurricane or 9/11 or something you can't do anything about. So I guess that's just my quibble.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
So I'm out at work the other day. You know me, I drive people to things and things to people. So I'm in our local warehouse big box store, and I'm going around to where the restrooms are, which is kind of by where all the pharmacy and optical kind of stuff is. And standing there is a big guy, kind of looks like me. He's a big white guy, bald head, white beard, bigger than me, though, a little more John Fetterman sized, and had different type of glasses. But, you know, big old white guys, you know, in our 50s. Except for one striking difference, he was wearing this black hoodie with large, I'd say 4 or 5 inch letters on him that said, "Homosex is a sin." You know, like those Westboro Baptist Church signs, right? And the word homo was in rainbow colors, and then the rest of it, is a sin, was in big old blazing yellow. Just standing there in public, reading his phone, with hate speech all over his front sweater, in a public place, you know, a store, which I'm sure, actually I'm pretty damn sure, has many LGBTQ employees. And it just, I wonder about whether or not the management at such a place should be barring such a person from having a membership or wearing such a thing inside their store, creating a hostile work environment for their LGBTQ employees. And this store is well known for having, you know, great benefits and treats its employees well, and also not bowing down to the Trump maladministration's calls for ending DEI. They have famously been the anti-target in this respect. So, is this something I need to escalate to, like, the main corporate brand? Is this something just a local store being in a Trump-voting county is willing to put up with? I'm not sure, but I'll keep you posted on that. But I'll tell you, it's guys like those are the reason why I paint my fingernails. I want it to be plainly obvious on first glance that I ain't one of them kind of guys.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
But a U.S. rat hole would never get into Switzerland with all that money.
Whether America plans to invade Switzerland in the coming months.
Well, of course, our top story is Herr Fuhrer, our Mango Mussolini, headed off to Davos, Switzerland to speak at the World Economic Forum and once again showed our entire ass to the entire planet. I am so embarrassed that this person is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the greatest military ever assembled on the planet. It is just embarrassing on the world stage. And there's plenty we could point to. There's plenty of clips I could play, but there's really just one I'm going to play because I can't take his voice too much. But I got to play this one because it in such a short little 8-second clip, it sums up everything to hate about Trump and what he's turning or trying to turn America into. Let me just play the clip.
Then after the war, which we won it big. Without us, right now you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps.
He's in Davos, Switzerland, saying how we won the war, meaning us, the United States, never mind the, 20 million Russian troops that fought on the Eastern Front that made it possible for us to win the war. But anyways, all us. So coming right in there with the American braggadocio, we're number one. We're the world's biggest, baddest, badass leader of all time. Give no credit to anyone else. Walk in with that arrogance and then drop a you'd be speaking German without us in Switzerland, where the primary language is Deutsch. It's German. They speak plenty of German in Switzerland. And it's just for people to have to sit there and listen to him with a straight face and not burst out laughing, to not be calling the psychiatric facilities to have the guys come in with the straitjacket and take him to the padded room, because 77 million people here in the United States voted for him. And we're so beholden to our laws and our culture that we just throw our hands up. There's nothing we can do about it. Well, he's conned all the Republicans into buying it, and all the Republican they corrupted the Supreme Court, and he said he can commit all the crimes he wants without being prosecuted, and he's just openly taking emoluments, all sorts of crypto bribes and such, and he's just openly ignoring the Epstein Transparency Act, that he signed and was passed unanimously, save one vote. It's just, he just allowed to get, when you're a star, they let you get away with it. You grab the whole world, I guess. And that's what's happening here. And thank goodness there was someone there to call this out. And I have so many problems with Gavin Newsom. Now, I've actually met the man and spoken to him in person. But as a politician, I can see, first of all, he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, who then went on to Donald Trump Jr., right? And then I guess she's now out of the picture. I don't know what the whole situation is. But right there, that's like, that you would have been married to. Did she change? Did you change? Did you both change? I don't know. Just seems to be kind of a political chameleon, and the things Gavin Newsom has done with respect to the trans community and to the homeless community is just, it's going to be tough for him to pull off anything with the progressive base, with people on the left. But in the absence of any sort of strong democratic leadership out there that recognizes the stakes, this is not just the United States falling behind for the next generation or two, behind China, behind Europe, in technology, in social development, etc., in life expectancy. It's not just that. This is the entire world order we're talking about. And Gavin Newsom went there to Davos to speak at the Fortune event at the USA House, to outline California as an alternative vision to what Trump envisions as his white Christian nationalist homeland. And Newsom's out there calling people out.
When you say standing
collectively, just I can't take this complicity. People rolling over. I should have brought a bunch of knee pads for all the world leaders.
Oh, knee pads for all the world leaders. But they're talking tough and calling people out, calling out the world.
I mean, handing out crowns and this is pathetic. Nobel Prizes, they are being given away. I mean, it's just pathetic.
Don't forget gold bars, handing out gold bars as well. It is absolutely pathetic that no one has stood up to this guy And it seems like Newsom at least wants to bring the fight. He's already mercilessly taunting Trump on social media. And, you know, I know people, some people, you know, the very serious talking head folks, you know, would not look much at that or think, oh, yeah, that's cute that he's got his comms team goading him. And again, being completely unaware of what the reality is in the world now, what the reality is in America, at least, is social media. That is part of our lives. We are partially digital creatures now. We have online identities. We get our news from streams. We share cultural events with each other, like Musicology Duck, for example. So understanding that there is an information warfare out there, there's a meme warfare out there, and there's building a political brand out there, and Newsom's team's doing it every day, fighting and taunting and besting Trump at his own game, and in doing so, pointing out to everyone, especially the media, how ridiculous it is. When he first started doing it, I remember the media saying, well, don't you think this is unbecoming of the governor of California? Well, maybe, but don't you think it's unbecoming of the president of the United States? So at least he's out there fighting and making an appearance of at least understanding what the stakes are here.
Europeans think this is diplomacy and this will ultimately
work. Oh, this is
diplomacy
with Donald Trump? He's a T-Rex. You mate with him or he devours you. One or the other.
Yeah, I don't know. Mate with him or he devours you. I think he meant that metaphorically. I certainly hope so. Oh my goodness, we don't all want to turn out like Stormy Daniels and Melania Trump. But this is the point. Here he is on the world stage. Oh my goodness, I agree. Here he is on the world stage openly threatening NATO, Denmark, all of our alliances, upending the entire rules-based world order. It's just incredible. And if no other Democrats are going to step up and make it clear that they understand the stakes and the fight, then Gavin Newsom's going to get that by default.
You know why I'm not going to give you the money.
Fascist occupation of Minnesota continues. We are getting more and more news stories of the heinous treatment of people, including American citizens. The one that's getting a lot of play across my Blue Sky feed is the man who was pulled out of his home in boxer shorts and Crocs into sub-freezing Minnesota weather, who is an American citizen, because these ICE goons have a quota and they're getting bonuses based on meeting these numbers of how many people they can bring in, not how many people are immigrants or criminals who can be successfully prosecuted and deported. No, they get credit for just bringing in brown faces, bringing in Asian faces, bringing in black faces. Just bring in some non-white people, tally them up, go out and round up some more. Of course, these ICE thugs are ignoring our Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, our Sixth Amendment rights. We're getting the stories of the Whipple building there and lawyers being denied access to their clients, and one of the authorities there at the Whipple building telling the lawyer, well, if we let you go see your client, we'd have to let everyone see all their clients. Yeah, that's how the Constitution works. I learned this from Star Trek. I learned this from E. Plebnista and the Yangs and the Combs. If it does not apply to everyone, it doesn't apply to all of you. Captain Kirk going off, right? It applies to everyone or it applies to no one. Do you not understand? So many people don't understand. So many of these people on that side, these Trump supporters, these MAGA folks, know that they aren't popular. Know that their ideas don't work. know that this is a diverse nation full of immigrants and different ethnicities and languages and cultures, and that scares them, and they don't like it, and they are going to reshape it by force. They call it their second American Revolution, which will be bloodless if the left allows it. Was the Heritage Foundation guy saying that? The people behind Project 2025. They want to remake America as the white Christian homeland, and they got to have a secret police to do that. You got to have ICE. You got to have a Gestapo. But we're being told by people in our administration and throughout the Republican Party that we need to tone down this rhetoric. Can't be calling all these masked agent goons Nazis and Gestapo, because that'll foment hatred toward them. Yeah, like not the setting off flashbangs in neighborhoods and setting off chemical irritants that make six-month-olds go into cardiac arrest, lose consciousness. That's not causing the hate. It's the words you call them. It's the nouns. Gestapo is the problem. There's this senator, state senator out of Mississippi, named Chris McDaniel. And this post came across, I think, is off the Twitter X. This came all through Blue Sky. Everybody's passing it around. Let me just read this post from this Republican white man from Mississippi. Lately, some folks have taken to calling ICE the Gestapo. It sounds fierce, sounds righteous, but it isn't true and it isn't harmless. The Gestapo was a secret police force. No warrants, no courts, no lawyers, and no appeals. People vanished in the night, not because they broke the law, but because the law no longer meant anything. The knock on the door was the sentence. ICE isn't that. Not even close. And apologies to Southerners listening to this for my doing the Southern yokel idiot Cletus accent for him, but I think he deserves it. I know plenty of Southern people with accents that are perfectly intelligent, reasonable human beings. So with that caveat out of the way, Senator McDaniel, basically you're describing what ICE is up to. A secret police force. Do we have the names? Do we know who these people are in ICE? No, they're covering their faces. They're not showing identification. So there you go. Secret police force. No warrants. Oh, yeah. There's a technicality here. They're going out with administrative warrants. Administrative warrants are not judicial warrants and not subject to the same sort of powers over our Fourth or Fifth Amendment rights as a judicial warrant is. No courts? No, they're being held in these detention centers, not being Mirandized, because to be Mirandized, you have to be both detained and questioned. Well, they're not bothering to question. We're just rounding you up for your accent, your brown skin. We don't need to question you, do we? No lawyers? I just mentioned that. Folks at the Whipple Building being held there in the detention, they got no access to lawyers. No appeals? Nope, they're getting just deported. People vanished in the night, not because they broke the law, but because the law no longer meant anything. People are being pulled out of their cars on the street by agents that have no authority to be doing traffic stops, who do not have judicial warrants to seize these people. The law no longer means anything. And people are vanishing in the night. We've got numerous videos from the brave patriots in Minnesota who are filming this and documenting it for hopefully a future court. The knock on the door was the sentence. How about the case out there that I just heard of the they had somebody come running into the house, running from ICE, come running into their house, a cousin or something. And then when they go and shut the door, they hear a gunshot and they got shot in the leg through the door by these ICE goons. ICE isn't that, not even close. Well, there is a significant difference between the Gestapo and ICE. The Gestapo didn't wear masks. So we have this lawless Gestapo out there as part of an organization, ICE, which is allegedly to enforce our immigration laws, but it's clearly being used as a occupying force, a terrorizing force, to cause mayhem in the population, to engage in a campaign of ethnic cleansing as part of a department, the Department of Fatherland Security, I'm sorry, Homeland Security, that is openly aping Nazi memes from the 40s in their propaganda posters with white, chisel-jawed men. Defend your heritage. Defend our culture, our homeland. Christy Noem standing with a placard, the head of the agency standing with a placard on her lectern that says, Alle von uns, eine von uns, alle von euch. I'm sorry, that was the original German. It says, one of ours, all of yours. A German phrase that was used by the Nazis when a Czech killed a Nazi soldier there in Czechoslovakia. So they killed the whole village. One of ours will kill all of yours. We'll kill your whole village. Collective punishment. That's from our Department of Fatherland Security there. So we got this agency that posted recently, imagine America with 100 million deportations. 100 million just happens to be all the non-white people in the United States of America. So they don't hide it. They're open and honest about what they are. You got to at least give them credit for that. They don't hide being Nazis. And I saw someone online the other day that posted the problem. I think it was Mecca online, who posted that the problem was all of our lives we were taught that the Nazis were bad, but not why the Nazis were bad. We focused on, oh, they're the bad guys in the coats and the Sieg Heils and the goose steps. Those are bad guys. So our modern day Nazis, you know, aside from Greg Bovino, are not all dressed in Hugo Boss and goose stepping. Although we got Elon Musk throwing Nazi salutes. Few of them have been doing that too. Again, they're not subtle about it. They watch all those World War II movies and they think the Axis were the good guys. I mean, this Republican state senator from Mississippi, the kind of guy who'd collect World War II memorabilia, and you know from which side. Probably got them right there next to the Confederate flags and the Klan hood. So we have this Gestapo force under Department of Fatherland Security openly engaged in a campaign of ethnic cleansing. And the question now is coming up whether we should fund it. Because we got the funding fight coming up. Possibility of another government shutdown because we can only run the government for 2 or 3 months. It's like a car. Got to take it into the shop every 2 or 3 months just to keep it running. There is no such thing as, you know, functional government anymore. So over this fight is a question, you know, should we be funding ICE? Should we be funding ICE? And then on the far left, you got the crazies on the far left that are saying we should abolish ICE. Let me give you a clip here. One of these far left crazies who's being asked about funding ICE and whether or not it's something we ought to take up.
I have an idea for ICE funding. Zero. That's the idea. That's what ICE needs.
Exactly. So, yeah, this crazy far left radical congressman. Let me check my notes. Seth Moulton? That's Seth Moulton, folks. One of the most centrist, straight-laced establishment type guys saying $0 for ICE. Zero funding for ICE. You got Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol, the right-wing commentator, saying, abolish ICE. We got to get rid of ICE. This is rotten to the core. There's no fixing it. There's no reforming it. Abolish it. You got Rick Wilson, the former Bush guy. Abolish ICE. Get rid of it. It's rotten to the core. Meanwhile, here on the left, our leadership, we need to rein in ICE. We need to put some serious restrictions on their activities. You know, this group that is part of the agency that is openly campaigning for ethnic cleansing in the United States, we need to give them body cams. We need to have, you know, accurate filming of their ethnic cleansing as they're engaged in it, if they remember to turn them on or they're functioning that day. You know how those kind of things go. But we need to rein them in. We need to put some serious restrictions on them. Like to explain to them that they can't use chokeholds. You know, the chokeholds that are illegal, all the places that they're doing them. Yeah, don't do the illegal chokeholds that are already illegal. We need to make sure they know that illegal chokeholds are illegal and they should not do them. But let's make sure we give them some money. Let's make sure this thing can continue. We should probably get some more training. Let's give them some more training. They need 16 hours of training to be taught that women are human beings and they can feel pain. You know, just like you can, allegedly. That black people and brown people can be American citizens. They can actually be born in this country and still have accents and actually be American citizens. We should give them some training. But make sure that this still exists. Oh, we couldn't talk about abolishing it. It's funny to me how so many of those commentators on the right that I listen to, the never-Trumper types, are absolutely cognizant of what kind of fascism is coming. Largely because they trafficked in it. They trafficked in, you know, race-baiting tropes themselves to win elections. But they always kept, you know, it was just to win elections. Right, we just use it to get the racist rubes to vote for the right so we can have our tax cuts and, you know, our deregulation. We never took that shit seriously because, you know, black people spend money too. Hispanic people spend money too. Asian people spend a lot of money. We want all the money. We just use that racism stuff to, you know, get the votes. We never expected to actually, you know, take root and be a motivating force in American politics such that it engulfs the entire party we built by using it from the days of Lee Atwater and Willie Horton to the Cadillac welfare queens of Ronald Reagan. To think that there's even a debate at this point about doing anything that Trump wants. Anything, like not just shutting, like, oh no, shut the government down, this fascist regime that's destroying all of our international alliances and fomenting civil war within our borders and engaged in massive corruption and graft at all times. No, why would we want to shut that down? I don't know how this can turn out. I can't see the Democrats putting up much of a fight on this. I imagine that they will try to spin reining in ICE, giving him more training. See, we've accomplished something. And we'll continue to have occupations and people pulled off the street and civil rights violated. Because again, you let them keep doing it, they'll just keep doing it. And oh, you said we had to have this rule? Oh, you mean like the Epstein Files law? Oh, you said we were not supposed to do the banned chokeholds? Okay, so you're going to, I guess, file a charge with the Federal Justice Department, huh? Yeah, okay. Until some state steps up and sends a state trooper or two to arrest an ICE agent, this is just going to keep happening. They'll capitulate a little bit to the political pressure, just like they did with Epstein. Oh boy, a whole lot of talk and fluff and fire and anger about Epstein. The law is inevitable to actually be called for a vote. Okay, well, we'll just all flip. We'll all flip and make it look unanimous so then nobody will talk about, you know, how we voted against it, save Clay Higgins. And sure, I'll sign it. Sure, then, you know, see, I'm the president who signed the law. Okay. And then when nothing comes out, you know, I can blame it on Pam Bondi. Trump's always got a fall guy or gal all set up. Bondi's the perfect one. Take the fall for all this. Bondi's the one that was hiding the pedophiles.
Well, I say spread the wealth around and keep the peace.
word just came in that Israel has joined the $1 billion Board of Peace. Yeah, the Board of Peace being set up by Trump, inviting world leaders to, this is Gaza Board of Peace, and I think maybe board being spelled B-O-R-E-D, Board of Peace. The Gaza Board of Peace is bringing in all these people who allegedly are having to fork over $1 billion. Cue Dr. Evil. $1 billion to be a part of this Board of Peace overseeing Gaza. And of course, on the board is Jared Kushner, having no, you know, absolute legal role in the United States government whatsoever. Just Jared Kushner's there. According to a report in Al Jazeera, board members on this Board of Peace include the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, Vietnam, Belarus, Hungary, Kazakhstan, and Argentina. Oh yeah, the pillars of democracy and human rights in the world. Others, including the United Kingdom and the executive arm of the European Union, say they have received invitations but have not yet responded. Azerbaijan said on Wednesday it had accepted an invitation to join. It was followed shortly after by Kosovo. China has confirmed getting an invitation but has not announced whether it plans to accept. Sweden has said no, it will not. Norway will also refuse the invitation. Italy will not take part either. So here's Trump setting up yet another extra legal slush fund with billions of dollars to overlook peace. And I think that's just a word for redevelopment in Gaza. You know, Jared Kushner's been eyeing that beachfront estate on the Mediterranean. All he sees is a bunch of rubble that can be cleared out for casinos and hotels, luxury resorts and spas, golf courses. Never mind the Palestinian people. $1 billion each. Yet more corruption from the guy who is already collecting a slush fund out of Venezuela, seizing that country's oil, funneling it to an account in Qatar. Safe from the United States government, safe from being seized, something that, should he need to flee the country at any time, he could have liquid assets, pardon the pun, since we're talking about oil money, free from any congressional appropriations or votes that he might lose, free to be able to fund his little revolutionary army from abroad, to be able to foment insurrection in exile, if need be. It's amazing how his plane was headed off to Davos and had to make a turnaround, apparently some little mild electrical problem in Air Force One. But how many people online immediately speculating, is this the day? Is this the day? It's amazing how many times you see that online, too, people talking about how I will celebrate on that day. Everybody knows what you're talking about. The whole world knows what you're talking about. It's just amazing how he has come to dominate in a nefarious way the operations and survival of the entire planet. This one racist fraud from Queens, all because they had so much money. Donald Trump is not possible without Fred Trump, without hundreds of millions of dollars to bail him out whenever things got bad. This is part of why the whole inequality question is so important, and why it's so important that we rein in not ICE, but our billionaires. It's all right to make money. It's not all right to hoard it. And we are seeing in the Elon Musks and Peter Thiels how this billions of dollars gives them this absolutely corruptible power. And now they're using it to just corrupt the entire world order. They do. They do believe in this guy, this Curtis Yarvin, and this whole technocratic future where there's not actual countries and democracies. Everything's really more corporate states, corporate network states. Everything decided on the basis of profit and what's good for the shareholders. Never mind the workers, never mind the people, never mind the environment. And they're carving it up now with the Board of Peace, the billion-dollar anti-in, to control the future of the Gaza Strip. All right, that's all the time we've got for today's podcast. The Radical Rush Show is produced, directed, researched, written, recited, posted, and catered by me, Radical Russ Belville, and governed by Creative Commons share-alike licensing. News, music, video clips, and social media posts are reproduced under fair use copyright laws for commentary and analysis. My main theme is We Love the Herb by Herbal Nation, and interstitial music is by Russ Boom Boom Belville.
What's the boom boom for?
Boom boom boom.
Which brings us to our post-credits scene.
I don't think that will be necessary.
But I don't think that will be necessary.
I don't think that will be necessary.
Yeah, you may have noticed the podcast is out late this afternoon, not this morning. And that is because I got up this morning and I had planned to go out to work, got into the car, and I got the dreaded engine not available message. It's a plug-in hybrid car, and it's been having some difficulties, my star-spangled Chevy. Needs a catalytic converter replacement, and that's over $2,000, and there's other things that need to be fixed that would, you know, electrical charging sensors and things like that, that would probably push the cost of the repairs of this car into about what it is worth as a trade-in. So, don't know what we're going to do. Definitely facing some tough times now, since I drive people to things and things to people for a living, and I have nothing to drive. So there'll probably not be a podcast tomorrow. Lady Love and I will be out desperately seeking a solution for our problem. If anyone happens to have $20,000 lying around, that would be helpful. I could use $20,000. Still owe $13,000 on the car that's worth $4,000. Oh, boy. You can contact me by email at radicalruss@gmail.com. Call my message line at 877-RUSS-420. That's 877-877-420. And reach me on social media on Blue Sky as radicalruss.com and nowhere else. You can support this podcast financially by donating to Radical Russ on Venmo, Rad Russ on Cash App, or via PayPal on my website at radicalruss.com. Get this podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, my website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and until next time, take care of each other.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you